When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Youngmuk Kim, a PhD, is the principal scientist of Advanced Analytical Sensory Science Processing Research and Processing Improvement at Findlay's. He joined the company in 2019 after 10 years as a senior research scientist at Synergy Flavors. Kim, who works at the Findlay's office in Rhode Island, has studied tea and coffee for the past 16 years. In this talk, he describes the distribution, markets, and health benefits associated with the two beverages.
All right, so world is divided, okay? For non-alcoholic beverage drinkers, world is divided, okay? So if I draw a line here, boom, I can draw one line right here, boom. So left side, so North America, South America, and mostly European countries. So the coffee is more popular. And here, Asian countries and some of African countries and Australia, yes, tea is more popular. The world is unfortunately divided, okay? Rivalry, fair? Okay, so let's take a look at global beverage, non-alcoholic beverage market. So here, tea is clear winner. So overall in the world, people drink more tea over coffee. But if we're talking about U.S. beverage market, coffee is clear winner. So definitely United States is a coffee nation. So I want to talk about it. I want to talk a little bit more about tea market in the United States. So mostly this guy, Barnes and Noble. So tea gets a huge popularity in convenience. There's the quenching, flavor, and as a healthy choice. So traditional tea market, including loose tea leaf and tea bags. So those traditional tea market increased by 3 times for 20 years. So red leaf tea market, like this guy, the bars tea, and then iced tea in restaurants. So red leaf tea market increased by 38 times for the same period of time. So that makes tea the seventh most popular type of beverage in the United States after juice, coffee, milk, beer, soft drink, and water, okay? So tea is gaining more popularity, so like moving to serve that person. About 75% of tea consumed in the world, that's black tea. But this trend is a little bit, even more extreme in the United States. About 90% of tea consumed in the United States, that's black tea. So black tea is extremely popular. Okay, about 75 to 80% of tea consumed in the United States. For Americans, no, that's like iced tea in restaurants or bar tea. Okay, 75% of drink is cold drink. That is why red tea market increased much faster than traditional hot tea market. That is why black tea is a lot more popular in the United States. I mean, okay, the question is, okay, why green tea is not popular in the United States? Because Americans do not like green tea's leafy and fresh flavor. Think about that. At cold temperature, green tea's leafy flavor is even worse. It like, taste, smell like swamp. Okay? So green tea's not popular at all. Okay? Think about black tea. No problem. At cold temperature, there is no fresh leafy flavor at all. Okay? So that is why black tea is really popular. Okay, so that was brief introduction.
After describing the great divide between coffee and tea-drinking nations, Kim explained the processing and chemical makeup of tea.
So, roasting is the art, so I want to say it's the art of science. Caffeine is the single most important compound for both tea and coffee, so I'm going to come back to this just a little later. Okay, so next one is sugar, okay? If we talk about simple sugar, okay, the amount is like, tea has a little bit more or the amount. But this is not it. If we send this to carbohydrate polymers to be smart, so coffee is clear rhythm. Okay? That is why coffee can use the sugar, okay, during roasting process. The sugar is being used to develop coffee's unique flavor and then appearance and taste. And then, coffee has more protein, okay, than tea and then liquid. Yeah, for sure. We produce coffee and tea. Yeah, we see more liquid flowing along the cup. And the last one, this is another important topic. Okay, so I want to talk about polyphenolic compound. So main polyphenolic causing acid here up to 10%, and main polyphenolic, catechins and some others, they are in most green tea and black, they are up to 40%. Okay, so again, after caffeine, I will come back to this discussion video later. Very good, trust me. Okay, so second comparison. Okay, how coffee beans and tea leaves are made. Okay, so you go ahead and think of the tea leaf. Oh, it's not tea. That's just tea leaf. Okay, that is not tea yet. Okay, and the different thing there, right? Pick up cherry. It's not coffee, right? It has to go through. Yeah, that's what our process is about, you know, the most important part of the process. Okay, so just like that, most people are the part of tea making process is fermentation. So I'm going to talk about that. So, the whole five things are made in one same raw material, which is Camellia sinensis tea leaf. So once again, real teeth are made with only this tea leaf, Camellia sinensis. Okay, teeth are not made with this Camellia sinensis tea leaf. So something like mint, peppermint, chamomile, hibiscus, they are not teeth, they are herbs. Okay, so they cannot be poured teeth, they need to be poured herbs. Okay, so teeth made with this Camellia sinensis tea leaf. Let me start with white tea. White tea is made with young tea leaf and dried later. That's white tea. And the green tea is also made with Camellia sinensis tea leaf, for sure, and made with mature tea leaf, and then it's dried later. Okay? So the difference between this white tea, green tea, is either made with young tea leaf or mature tea leaf. After harvesting, both teeth are good through this either steaming or pan fire, heating process. So it won't activate the enzyme to the polyphenol oxidase to prevent the oxidative fermentation, okay? So teeth are the dried, not fermented teeth. But oolong tea is different, okay? Oolong tea is made with water tea leaf and goes through the fermentation process, and then black tea is staining so far, mature tea leaf and goes through the fermentation process. So the difference between oolong and black, that is the degree of fermentation, okay? So when tea is partially fermented, I mean when the degree of fermentation is between 10 and 80%, we say that tea is only partially fermented, now it is called oolong tea. And when tea is fermented more than 80%, it is fully fermented tea. Now that is called black tea, okay? So those teas are from the same material, but depending on the processing, yeah, we have four teas so far, but there is one more tea. So some black teas undergo additional aging process, just like wine and whiskey are always better, okay? So that tea is called porting, okay? So the aging process is up to, from couple years, even up to like a couple hundred years, okay? Always better, and needless to say, this is the most different type of tea, okay? So those five teas are made with one same raw material.
Fermentation develops the flavor of tea, explains Kim. But coffee roasting generates an entirely different taste profile.
So roasting is the art, finally the art of science, you know what I mean. But I want to focus more about the taste change during roasting process, okay? So overall, during roasting, bitterness increase and then acidity decrease, okay? So there is one main reason for this, bitterness increase, acidity decrease. That's crotonase, the main polyphenolic compound strong, okay, crotonase. Let's take a look at why, okay? So, very simple, the crotonic acid in green bean, okay, it took that sour, very sour, and then by roasting process, it becomes crotonase lactose, okay, taste, bitterness, okay? So, sourness decrease and bitterness increase during roasting process. But, that's good, okay, that's a good reaction. So, again, crotonic acid becomes crotonase lactone, so it's bitter, but shouldn't be bitter. But if too much heat is added, so either the lactone will become phenylated, okay? Still bitter, but it's partially
bitter. Okay, that is why too much heat makes the coffee like harshly bitter, unpleasantly bitter. Okay, so actually, so two main organic acids in coffee, which is citric acid and malic acid, they decrease during roasting. Okay, so actually going down. So again, this is citric acid, different variety. They all going down, whose either degraded by heat or it transformed into a protein mass. So as a part during roasting. So high roasted bean has less acidity. So how about acidity tea? So I already talked about bitterness, right? Bitterness, higher bitterness in green tea and lower bitterness in black tea because of fermentation. And of course, because of fermentation, so black tea has more acidity. So during fermentation, the sugars are metabolized into organic acid, and then other organic acid is also cleaved, okay, during fermentation process. So this black tea has more acid than
caffeine is the unifying component that drives sales of both coffee and tea. Kim explains that while tea contains more caffeine per pound than coffee, tea drinkers actually consume less per cup.
So, as time is, I came back to this. The single most important compound in tea and coffee, caffeine. So, starting with coffee, caffeine and tea. So caffeine is the most popular central nervous system in the world. So about 90% of adults in the United States consume caffeine daily. And also again, so tea contains a lot of caffeine. So about 2.5% caffeine by dry one. So when I ask, you know, like my audience, okay, hey, well, this tea has more caffeine, black or green? Okay, when I ask that, like most of both that black has more, that common knowledge. So when I just go to Google and then just type which tea has more caffeine, and this is the information I can easily get from the web, okay? That green coffee has more caffeine than black tea, and black tea has more caffeine than green tea, okay? This is common knowledge, okay? But let's think about it. I have chili, fresh chili, and to make green tea, okay? This chili simply dry, now I have green tea. To make black tea, this chili goes through fermentation process, now I have black tea, okay? So the only difference green and black is fermentation process. So if there is more caffeine in black tea, that means caffeine should be generated during the fermentation process, right? Right? So I decided to figure that out. So I developed this experimental plan right over here. So I got fresh cup chili. Okay, and some of them did not ferment at all, and some of them were fermented for 20, 40, 60, 80%. And then after each fermentation, they were removed, and then I returned the caffeine, okay, with those samples. So, if caffeine is generated during fermentation, that means I will have crack like that. Because more fermentation will give you more caffeine, right? Okay? So, this is the result. So what happened? Caffeine actually degrades during fermentation by the natural enzyme pyrrolizase, okay, to degrade. So green tea has more caffeine than black tea, okay? That's critical. Then why we see something like, you know, this kind of information, okay? So at least in the United States, you know, there is no domestic tea growing, okay? So there is no way. Yeah, I did it very well in Korea. So there is no way, you know, that we can something like that. So when people do this, go ahead and buy like, you know, like a Yifeng black tea and then, or like, you know, like a Tazo green tea or whatever, different brand, and then, you know, measure the caffeine amount. That is not fair comparison, right? Without, you know, harvesting region, harvesting time, how they process, what's the degree of fermentation or whatever. Without those kind of conditions, this is not meaningful comparison, okay? That is why we see kind of this information. Okay, very easy, right? When we talk about caffeine and caffeine, because caffeine is very, very stable compound, okay? Very heat resistant. So from here, light and then like a dark source,
same thing. Actually, it's not changed.
So it looks like a little bit increase, but we know why, right?
Because the moisture is lost during roasting process, okay? But basically, caffeine is not changed during roasting process.
Okay, so now I want to compare the caffeine in coffee and tea. Okay, so this is USDA data.
So, okay, coffee prepared with tap water, and then black tea prepared with tap water, okay?
So per cup,
so there is 40 milligrams of caffeine in coffee, and then 20 milligrams of caffeine in a cup of black tea. So this is two segments. Coffee has more caffeine than tea. When we talk about the cup, okay?
How about the raw material?
So I mentioned this like 3-4 times already, but tea has more caffeine, okay? About 3-4%, and then coffee, 1.1%, okay? When we talk about raw material.
Then why have a cup of tea? Right? Because we can get only 32 servings from 1 pound of coffee. But from 1 pound of tea, we can get 236 servings.
And finally, what is the unifying benefit of coffee and tea?
So the definition of an antioxidant is prevention of oxidation. Okay, so to understand the antioxidant, we need to understand oxidation first. Okay, so I will start with oxidation. So I will tell you what oxidation is first. So here, so it all starts with the oxygen. Okay, so oxygen, we need the oxygen to breathe and then to survive, right? We have to breathe. So here are oxygen molecules, usually O2, okay, two oxygen molecules with 16 electrons, okay? That's oxygen. So oxygen is usually pretty stable, okay? Here, oxygen here, and the oxygen in my body, very stable. But when oxygen is exposed to some external factors, oxygen loses to one or more electrons, okay? So when oxygen is exposed to some external factors, like radiation, poison, poisonous food, cigarette smoking, UV light exposure, water and air pollution, and excessive sunlight, excessive exercise, and bioavailable human brain. Okay? So what I mean here is, okay, so we have oxygen in my body, right? In our body, for sure. And after we smoke, then oxygen in our body will be exposed to cigarette smoking, right? Then oxygen in my body will be stressed and will lose one or more electrons. Okay? As an example. After that, oxygen is not oxygen anymore. Now it is full free radical. Okay, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard that. So the problem with this free radical is free radical is extremely reactive and always want to be normal. Okay, so free radicals start stealing electrons from other normal cells in your body. So after losing electrons, of course, your cells get damaged and will start to burn off. Okay, and here's another problem. It's damaged cell start acting just like free radical and want to be normal, okay? I need electrons, okay? I want to be normal. So start stealing again electrons from other normal cells in your body. Okay? They feed the protein and DNA. After losing electrons, of course, they will get damaged and start to burn function. This reaction is called oxidation. Loss of electrons. That's oxidation. Okay? Difference between loss of electrons, that oxidation. So once this oxidation happens in metals, like iron, rusting will occur. What is this happening for the vegetable? That's one problem, oxidation problem. What if this happens in our body for a long period of time? What's going to happen? Even in this natural disease, including two biggest killers of Americans, cancer and heart disease. What if we human body receives accumulated damage for a long period of time? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, what's going to happen? We will get aging. We are getting old because of oxidation. So according to World Foremost Aging Research, Dr. Hoyt said that in NIH, aging is a disease. The human life can simply reflect the level of free radical oxidative damage that accumulates in cells. When enough damage accumulates, cells can survive properly anymore and they don't give up. Okay, so this is why we look older than 10, 20 years old because of oxidation. Not just a human, but a book. When you book 50 years old book, because of oxidation, you look old. How about building? 50 years, 10 years old building, what? Because of oxidation. Okay?
Let's think about humans a little bit more, okay? So, like, people live like longer than 100 years. Where do they live? New City? No. They live like a mountain area, right? With clean air, okay? Put it on the clean air, okay? Clean air, that's very important. So I quickly measure here, right? So here, clean air is even generated by normal human breathing. So that means, if you inhale 100 grams of oxygen, about 15% of air is going to be free radicals. So here, we sit here and we are all free radical generator. Okay? So put the work on please. Okay? So yeah, so like even though like you sit in your room and oh yeah, so people come here, all by myself, there is clean door. You're killing yourself, okay? So proper ventilation is very important. So let's think about that, like you go to like a auditorium, big stadium, and then like you are with like 10,000 other people, okay? So at the beginning, it's fine, but you feel suddenly like, you know, later, like headache, you know, feel not that in my life, because the air is contaminated by humans, okay? We are in danger, pushing on the cup everywhere, right? It's good, all right? But let's not worry about that too much, because we have our system here called antioxidant. Antioxidants come here to boom and donate the electron here and here and then repair the damage and stop the radiation immediately and then also repair and then, you know, like repair and then stop the radiation, okay? Stop oxygen immediately. So why is the definition of antioxidant? Gain of electron, okay? Loss of electron oxidation, gain of electron antioxidant. So these antioxidants donate the electron. Okay, it's top everything by oxygen. So your mom was right. What did your mom say? Okay, all right. Well, that's very good. But I want to go on tea and coffee. So generally speaking, tea offers more health benefit than coffee. Boom, burning. Okay, so then how can I drink my cup of tea and coffee healthier? So if you add milk to your tea or coffee, okay, my suggestion is don't do it because the milk protein and the follicles, they bind to each other and they lose their whole bioavailability. Okay, so you will lose all that benefit if you add drink. Don't do it. If the purpose of drinking is your health, don't do that. How about sugar? The sugars do not work with any personal compound in your fabric, but still sugar is sugar, so that's up to you. And then, so if you add lemon juice to your tea, totally good, okay? First of all, lemon is very good, really good for you. And then the lemon, like a lower pH, and it'll make like this headache, and the antioxidant more stable. So as a result, you know, your effort to make, so your body will absorb more antioxidants by doing that, okay? So totally good.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.